You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. Today we are talking about the emotional well-being for tweens and a new program at Intermountain Healthcare to help parents work with their children, have great conversations with their children. With me today, Tamara Talla. He's the Pediatrics Behavioral Health Community Service Director at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, and Jessica Strong, who is the Community Health Manager for Primary Children's Hospital. And thanks again to both of you for being here. Let's talk about parents for a minute. Oftentimes, as parents, we think that we need to have all the answers. And I'm going to venture to say that most of us in this ever-changing world that we're living in don't always have the answers. Tamara, talk about how we have conversations with our children when we're not feeling overly confident ourselves about what's going on in the world, what's going on in the schools.
First of all, I think it's okay not to have all the answers. I think that's really, really important. And I think what's probably of greater value is to have a deep understanding of your tween's experience. And really, you know, that really goes miles for really understanding what their challenges are. And not to be so quick to provide that advice. I mean, part of that is just sort of really, really taking that in. And what that does is it creates a platform where your tween is going to come to you on a more regular basis. I mean, you know, despite what parents may think, and yes, there will be those rolled eyes that'll happen from time to time. But at the end of the day, they do value what you're saying, and they are interested in that. So ultimately, it's simply acknowledging that there is uncertainty, but there are things that we can do in our environment to help manage that a little bit, to have daily routines, to have things that we can do within the context of this uncertainty.
Jessica, what would you like parents to think of? They have probably children of different ages, and how do these conversations look different when we're talking about tweens?
Yeah, you know, tweens are a unique population just because they are experiencing so many changes in their lives. And as Tamara mentioned earlier, you know, they're trying on different personalities, they're trying on different experiences to figure out who they are. And the data actually shows that, you know, while it's normal for this age group to pull away from their family, to pull away a little bit from their parents as peers become more important, they still highly value their parents' opinion. And they're most likely to seek advice and information from their parents. And they also really crave honest, thoughtful information. You know, they do have a better understanding of the world and things that are happening. They're not quite adults yet. Maybe they don't need all the details, but that honesty and openness for tweens is going to be really important to acknowledge, you know, what's happening in the world, to really listen to their concerns and their experiences, and to be that sounding board for them as they're going through changes and experience. And, you know, recognizing that it is kind of this in-between stage of life. They're not little kids anymore, but they're not quite adults. And so to tailor those, you know, skills and experiences to help them grow so they can become confident adults.
Is there a better time to have some of these conversations?
It's not so much a better time, it's the frequency in terms of making that just a regular part of what we do. And I wanted to highlight a comment I made earlier. It's really about having that be your check-in, like you check in with your, you know, with your child on a regular basis. And in fact, when you normalize those type of conversations about what their experience is, both physically, emotionally, and through relationships, that normalization allows them to actually feel more comfortable to raise those issues because it's no different than other basic topics or other health concerns that one might have. So in some ways, you're really destigmatizing those sorts of conversations, because for many of us as adults, it can be really uncomfortable because we're not used to talking about those sorts of things.
Let's take a break. And you're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.